Husey Tuesday.
Well, we did promise a big show today with the funniest people we could get on a Tuesday. And this guy, he just turns up anyway on a Tuesday. But also, he's very, very funny. He's our good friend Dave Hughes for Husey Tuesday.
Yeah, absolutely. I know you've got the shiny new funny people coming in, but what about the old funny people who turn up week after week just... Because they're friends.
It's
not
cash.
You don't get paid for this.
Melbourne International Comedy Festival, all the comedians roll in and they start wanting to do radio.
Yeah.
But you're just like every week, reliable, dependable, Australia's most successful comedian.
This isn't for a few months either. The first theatre show I ever saw comedy was Husey at the Ath when I was 14. And he was killing then and he's killing now. I don't know how it's possible.
Look, it's because life will always be funny. Your career goes through peaks and troughs, but you got to keep laughing, people. You just got to, all
you
right?
You do, so and I was laughing last night at you because on your socials, what were you – did you say Bukkake? What were you talking about?
Can you say that on the radio?
I don't know.
I
didn't really know what that was.
What does it mean? Don't look it up.
No, did you say
don't
a whale?
Don't look it up.
You said a whale had Bukkake all over your face.
No, I didn't. I wrestled with posting that on Instagram.
I don't know.
What is going on here? What has happened to your show? Like, Easter's coming and you've just given up, you know? You're just like,
all bets are off. Nick just told me what it was.
But I heard you say that, didn't I?
I said it because I did an Instagram post where I was in front of my poster and it got a lot of positive comments. I mean, someone wrote, what's happened to your head? It looks like a herd of elephants have, and I'm not going to say the word, on your face.
And, oh, my God.
And I just thought that was an inappropriate thing for someone to say. And I also think that elephants probably wouldn't do that.
Oh, maybe they did. There'd be a lot of it. Have you seen their honker?
Yeah, but elephants, I think they're monogamous, Fev. So I think that elephants aren't into that stuff. They don't have the internet. They don't even have that as an idea.
Jesus.
This took a turn. I took a turn. Honestly.
I didn't know what he was talking about.
Oh, but for you, for someone who's so well-liked.
Number one.
Most number one well-liked person in the world to be turning into this sort of stuff.
She thinks Dave chases a soggy biscuit.
Come on, Fev.
Fusey, I want to go to something grosser quickly. You said you smell your belly button. That's worse than food brought up before.
No. We love our own smell, don't we? Who doesn't love? Don't be like that. The ranker I smell, the more I enjoy myself. I'm not going to lie. So, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? Are you okay?
No, I'm one of those. I don't know whether I Husey can leave a bathroom having put on deodorant, but as I'm walking at the door, go, did I do that? I'll go in and put on more deodorant. That's how worried I am about smells.
Yeah, look, I won't deny that my smell can put other people off, but I'm saying it can put me on. It turns me on. Stinkier. Who doesn't love a stink? If you're on your own and you let one rip, you want it to smell as bad as possible, don't you? You want to be able to almost knock yourself out.
Husey, we've got to get you out of that one-bedroom apartment in Sydney. You need to be surrounded by loved ones. Friends, what are you doing? Just sticking your finger in your belly button and smelling your farts.
Smell like your belly button?
It's sometimes it's bad and sometimes it's okay. My belly button's pretty good at the moment, which is disappointing to me.
What sort of smell though? Like, what are you after? Is it odor? Is it like?
Yeah, want odor. You want something that other people to gag at. The more they gag, the more I enjoy. If it's me,
what you don't only clean it? Like, do you? What do you mean? How does it get dirty?
I have a shower, but I don't put anything in there. I don't like stick anything.
Fascinating chat.
Can you get a soap? I couldn't get a cake of soap in there. I wouldn't have thought.
How big is your belly button?
Put some body wash on a thimble.
I wouldn't bother though, would you? Because I want it smelly. So anyway, where do we get here, guys? I've got a comedy show to sell.
Yeah, Melbourne International Comedy Festival, Husey. When do you start?
There'll be no belly button. Thursday night.
Thursday.
Yep.
Yeah, most nights are almost sold out, but there's a couple of tickets left. The Easter will sell out.
Can I get some tickets to your show, bro?
No.
Of course you can, Fev.
I don't want to pay for them. Yeah, I just want them for
can
free.
Can we give them away now? Could we give some of our wonderful listeners some tickets?
Absolutely you can. Let's do this.
Yes.
Let's just give away some tickets now, all right? And the show will be absolutely focused, 100% focused.
13 10 60 is our number at the Fox if you want tickets to see Husey live. If you want to buy them, davehughes.com.au.
We've got the stars from the Comedy Festival on all week. I guarantee right now no chat will be weirder than that.
Thanks, Hughesy.
No way.
I want 20 tickets, bro.
20's a big ask. 20. Mate, I'll put on an extra show for you.
No, I want to. Yeah. I want 20 because I'm doing a sporty tomorrow. I'm going to sell some off.
Mate, you can have as many as you like. Fev's right. Fev's looked after. He's looked after me over the years. There's no doubt about it.
See you, brother. See you, stinky belly.